the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Molly with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, while Australians have been reaping the benefits of medical marijuana since its legalisation in early 2016, they've also been subjected to unexpected costs. Thousands of Australians using medical marijuana to treat conditions such as chronic pain, PTSD and epilepsy battle the same issue, all because the treatment is not covered by the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. A Maryborough resident, Jukom Antari, has been forced to forego his house insurance in order to sustain the 700 prescriptions bill he pays each month. "I can't go anywhere," Mr. Antari says. "I can't socialise anywhere. I'm just sort of a homebody now."
A new initiative in far north Queensland is uniting Indigenous women passionate about the ocean to take a lead role in marine conservation. Sea Women of the Great Barrier Reef is a program that teaches Australian First Nations women to snorkel, scuba dive, drive boats, take underwater pictures, identify marine species and survey coral reefs. Frances Joyce, a member of the group, told the ABC she plans to use these skills to educate others in her community and implement reef monitoring programs on Mamu Sea Country south of Cairns. She says, quote, "There's hope that we can sustain our reefs and look after them for another 100 to 200 years. The program's inspired by a similar initiative in Papua New Guinea. The Sea Women of Melanesia won a United Nations Champions of the Earth award for their efforts.
In national news, newly released data reveals a looming surge in property prices by 2024. A PropTrack Market Insight report has uncovered that within the next 6 months, the Australian house market will reach an all-time high by next January. PropTrack senior economist Eleanor Cree ascribes upcoming financial pressure to a surge in overseas migration and limited house listings entering the already concentrated market. Brisbane is set to surpass their mid-2022 spike in property prices as soon as September 2023.
The federal government will this week introduce a bill to Parliament seeking the ban of displaying or trading of Nazi symbols. The proposed counter-terrorism legislation amendment will outline a ban on all symbols related to Nazis or the SS in public and online. A breach of this legislation would result in a maximum penalty of up to 12 months imprisonment. The ban will have some exemptions for journalistic, religious and academic purposes, but will make profiting off or publicly displaying the symbol illegal. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has said there's no place in Australia for symbols that glorify the horrors of the Holocaust.
In international news, a bridge in India being constructed to connect Kanjaria and Bagalpur districts has collapsed again. This is the second time in 1 year the Bagalpur project has failed, with the four-lane bridge caving in on itself mid-construction. The three-kilometre project collapsed in the Ganges River on Sunday, polluting the water with dust and debris. It remains unclear if anyone was injured during the catastrophic incident. However, investigations are being held regarding the project's safety. Bihar's Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is also ordering a formal inquiry into the bridge's collapse.
For your weather today, it's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
The Green Edge, Windsor's vegan mecca, is your one-stop grocer and